And now the bride will read vows, which she's written herself.
Thank you all for being here today. It fills me with happiness to be surrounded by so many of my friends and family. My darling, when I first laid eyes on you, I knew that I was head over heels. You were so handsome from across the party. Our eyes met, and I felt my heart melt. I felt warm all over. I said to myself, that is a man I want to get to know. I remember our first date. He said to me, I'm going to marry you, Michelle. And I knew it was true. I knew I'd belong to you forever. With you, I felt safe. Like I'd always be cared for. And later that night, I knew something else would always be cared for too. You are a gentleman, a kind soul, and a passionate, dominating lover. You have given me more delicious orgasms than any other man I've ever been with combined. The first time your cock pushed through my fat pussy's opening and buried itself deep into my cunt, my pussy exploded. My cum squirted endlessly. All over you, the bed, the floor. From that moment on, I knew I wouldn't just be your wife one day. I wanted to be your princess, your toy, your precious little slave slut. You would not just be my husband. You'd be my daddy. Remember the first time you put a collar around my neck? I knew then that I'd do anything you say. That night, as you shoved a butt plug into my virgin asshole, training it for the day you'd bless me by stuffing your enormous king cock inside it, I cooed and said, I love you, for the first time. Later, I wept tears of joy as you brutally face-fucked me for what felt like hours. My throat was so sore the next day, I could barely speak. But I didn't need to. Good whores like me should shut the fuck up unless I'm saying filthy words of submission or getting my pretty mouth cunt-fucked by your fat daddy dick. I love you so much, Daddy. I will never say no to you. I vow to always be your wet, willing, filthy slut. To make free my mouth, pussy, ass, and tits for you to use whenever, wherever, and with whomever Daddy wants. I vow to stop what I am doing at a snap of your fingers and attend to your every perverse need and want. To never waste a drop of your precious cum without your express permission. To make my body a perfect fuck toy cum dump for you. To push from my mind anything that doesn't involve serving you or degrading myself. I vow to be your personal bitch. To gladly record and live stream all of our depraved fuck sessions for you to distribute however and to whomever you wish, and to ensure that any proceeds are solely your property, the same way that I am your property. I vow to be a canvas for all of your desires, a canvas for your cum to splatter on, to gladly receive any tattoos or piercings that would please you, to change my wardrobe and appearance, my makeup, my hair, to whichever suits your fancy and makes your cock hardest, to keep my weight at the level that it's most pleasing to you, to undergo any cosmetic surgeries that you would like for me. What do you think of my vows, Daddy? Do they make your fat cock throb for me? Do they make your balls ache? Do they make you want to blow your enormous load all over my pretty wedding dress so I can scoop it off of me and shove it into my sopping wet cunt while I finger fuck myself? I want everyone here to watch. I want them all to see what a whore I always was deep down. I want my own father to see that all it took was your cock to send me down this road of being your completely own slut. I love you, Daddy. I love you so much. I am at your command even today. You could tell me to drop to my knees in this expensive dress right now and embarrass myself on your cock with the sluttiest, sloppiest, porniest blowjob these people have ever seen. Yeah? You do want me to do that? Oh, Daddy, thank you so much. You are the perfect man. I'm praying to you, Daddy. You're my king, and I am your subject. I'm worthless without your commands. May I take your cock out, Daddy? Thank you, sir. I never get tired of seeing that fat cock spring out, hard and straining for me. Oh, Daddy, this is the happiest day of my life. This is the wedding I've always dreamed of ever since I was a little. I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you, baby. You like watching me play with my fucking spit, Daddy? My makeup must be getting ruined. It took 2 hours, you know? Ha ha ha! We should really just ruin it completely. Rub your wet, sloppy dick all over my face. Smudge my makeup with my own drool and cock gag. Now, just my lips, Daddy. And get it on my eyes and cheeks, too. There. Now I look like what I am. What I truly am. I'm supposed to look disgusting. Because I am. I think of nothing but getting fucked and used and abused by you all day long. I'll even let you rape me, Daddy. I'll pretend to get raped by you, if you want. I mean, I'll have to pretend not to like it for you because it's impossible that I wouldn't like anything you do to me. But I will. I'll cry and scream and beg for you to stop if you want. And you'll get to just keep fucking away. Not caring at all about me beyond the fresh cunt your cock is plunging into over and over. Fuck. I'm so fucking turned on, Daddy. I'm so fucking wet. I need to touch it myself. Is that okay? I didn't wear any panties. I wore no panties to my wedding because I knew I'd be getting fucked. Oh, thank you, Daddy. Since my hands will be busy playing with my greedy fucking pussy, you should just grab me by my fancy hairdo and fuck my throat as hard as you can. I want you thrusting so fast and hard that your balls swing and hit my chin. Oh, fuck. Daddy, my pussy is on fire. It's always on fire when I'm around you. And nothing puts it out, baby, except you bossing me around. Please. Please fuck my throat. Please fuck my throat now. Yeah. Why did you fucking stop, Daddy? I can fucking take it. Yeah, I can fucking take whatever you want. Spit on me. I'll come if you spit on me. Oh my fucking god. Shit. Oh fuck, Daddy. Oh my god, I love it when you spit on me. Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. Oh, I'm such a fucking slut. Wow. You see, these vows of submission to you are of little consequence when my cums are that good. You have made me come so many times. I feel so lucky to be your little wifey slave cunt. Oh my god. Look, Daddy. Look how much spit I dribbled down the front of my dress. I hope the photographer is getting lots of pictures. I want to remember this day forever. Mr. Photographer, can we make sure to get a nice shot of me on my knees? Spit on my face, hair and makeup ruin, with my daddy husband's cock down my throat? Great. Thank you. Everyone say I'm a fucking cum slut. There. Where do you want to come, Daddy? Do you want to cover your wife's whore face in a church in front of God and everyone we know? And do you want to shoot it all over my pretty little asshole? Or do you want to fuck me on my hands and knees like I'm a bitch in heat and drain your swollen balls in my desperate cunt? Yeah? That sounds good. Okay, baby. Fuck your little princess's pretty pussy and drain those balls for me, okay? Okay. I, Michelle, take you, Daddy, to be my lawfully wedded husband, and to have and to hold from this day forward. Oh, fucking shit. Fuck, Daddy. Yeah, fuck that fucking pussy. Hit that shit, Daddy. Hit it harder, baby. Fuck yeah. Oh, for better or for worse, for richer or poor, in sickness and in health, until death do us part. Oh, Daddy, please. Oh, I feel so fucking good. Oh, God. I fucking love you. I 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 love you. Ah, that pussy belongs to you. Fucking fuck. I will love and honor you all the days of my life. Ugh, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come, Daddy. Oh, bug, come in my cunt as I fucking come. Do it. And do it. Fill me up with your load. And drain those balls and make me come. Oh, drain those balls and make me come. Drain your balls in me. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fill my fucking pussy up. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't. Oh, I can't move. Oh, my God. You fucked me, stupid daddy. Oh, I'm so hot in this dress. I need to get this off of me. And that's so much better now that I'm totally naked. Oh, what's that, mister? Oh, right. You might kiss the bride. Last day of the wedding reception, and just going home. I want you to tie me face down and fuck my ass until I scream. Okay. After you.